If you're under 35, your fingers may have never touched an IBM Selectric or a Manual Olivetti. In fact, 5 years ago, the last typewriter factory in the world closed its doors. But for some, the mechanical wordsmiths are still a necessity. TPR tech reporter Paul Flab tells us that keeps the last traveling typewriter repairman in San Antonio employed.
Don Spring's been repairing typewriters for 50 years. The owner of Affordable Typewriter Services sells them occasionally, too. In fact, he just sold one a couple weeks ago. But the 72-year-old says he couldn't close the deal on a recent pitch.
Well, then she says, well, let's take it back and show it to the girls. I'll walk in there, and she says to the girls, where can you get the ribbons? I said, I can get the ribbons. Well, who's going to fix it? I said, I can fix it. I've been doing it 50 years. Well, what are we going to do when he dies?
His customers these days are older individuals.
I got a customer in Kerrville, 102 years old. He has a Smith Corona portable electric. He does all of his checks on the typewriter.
And businesses like this one that deal with a myriad of forms and would rather line up a typewriter than pay to program a computer and printer to do it.
So what's wrong with yours, Sean?
It seems to be just on the single paper versus the ones with the multiple forms.
Town Services of San Antonio moves military members when they get transferred. And the Department of Defense likes its forms.
I could probably do this in the dark.
He deftly removes the cover of the IBM Selectric 2.
When I worked for IBM, if you hadn't fixed it in 15 minutes, you were in trouble.
He was 21 when another Navy veteran talked him into joining IBM. He had gone from a missile technician to the typewriter. And while that sounds easy, he says it was intimidating.
And when I saw the typewriters, I says, no way I can fix those. It was scary, but I learned.
He guesses there were 25,000 IBM typewriters in San Antonio alone, maintained by 27 IBM technicians, all housed at the Cypress Tower downtown. But those were different times. Back then, he used to get a dozen calls a day. Now he's lucky to get a dozen calls in a couple of weeks.
There was probably 10 or 15 typewriter companies in town. There's maybe two. And there's only one that can work on IBMs.
He can do Olivetti's and Underwood's, the Smith Coronas. But the big kahuna for him and for his business, representing 99% of it, is the IBM Selectric.
It's the best machine made by the best company.
The company manufactured the 55-pound office standard from 1961 to the late 80s. Spring talks about the Selectric line with reverence, almost like the commercial.
This is the best thing that's happened to typing since electricity.
Well, the beauty about the Selectric, the type bar, the keys would all go up if you hit too many of them. Then you had to pull them back and they'd be bent.
Instead of type bars, there's an ingenious printing element.
The Selectric, only one character would go up at a time.
That dances across the paper at incredible speed.
With one case and 30 or so tools, he says he can tackle any problem the 758-part Selectric would have. And he has the proof. He pulls a small piece of paper out of the frame of the machine and unfolds it.
This is the medical records for the typewriter. Tells him what I've done and when I've done it.
He pushes up his square wireframe glasses and points to the dozens of entries he's made on this typewriter. It's a service record, and it dates back to 1997.
97.
He says these things are tanks.
They had these down in Corpus during that hurricane back in the 70s, and they got full of salt water. They brought them up here, and we cleaned them out, refurbished them, and took them back to Corpus. They survived a hurricane.
Spring says they don't make them like this anymore. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.